Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
All right, welcome back. Hour number two of Let's Talk Hookup here. Having a great time here this morning with Rosie and Jeff from Cedro Sport Fishing. Talking all kinds of great fishing, man. Lots going on today. Having a lot of fun. Taking your phone calls, talking Cedros, talking tackle. It's just been a great show. And if you want to join us, man, we would love to have you this morning. Lots of fun and giving away a great prize today, Corey.
Oh, man, are you kidding me, Rick? Two ways to do it. 213-432-1090 is the telephone number, and we're giving away two prizes, Rick. One for the callers, like I said, at 213-432-1090, and one for the texters, which is, I mean, totally cool here on Let's Talk Hookup. Two ways to get a hold of us. Texting is via the app, a free deal. Just make sure you include your name and your telephone number if you want to be included on today's prize, which is a $100 gift certificate to Cal's Custom Reels. You can do a customization, a servicing, or whatever you want to do there through the text. And your chances on the calling is a full-day trip on the San Diego out of C4 Sports.
So rad. Yeah, super cool. Hey, very fun coming up. Want to remind you, the Fred Hall Show is back at the Long Beach Convention Center March 2nd through the 6th. Again, March 2 through 6th, fishing, hunting, travel show. Fun for everybody. Don't miss the Fred Hall Show. It's back. Details are at fredhall.com. Phones have absolutely been packed up. Lots going on. Also exciting, you know, show coming up. We're going to be look forward later in the show. We're going to hear from our good buddy Ted from Gamakatsu.
Talks
about some great
that?
Stuff. They're set up at the PCS show, so he's going to be giving us some great info about that. So yeah, lots to look forward to, and boy, lots of good stuff coming our way.
Yeah, how neat is that, Rick? And you know, speaking of Gamakatsu, you can check out the Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hook, including the new size 2 and 4, perfect for the finicky yellowfin and bluefin from Nautilus Light. The regular Nautilus or the Nautilus HD having the ability to choose the right size circle hook is key. And with Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hook, you have that choice and confidence of getting bit. Stock up at Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hooks at select tackle shops now.
I dig it. Hey, let's start off our catch report with our man, our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky and Corey, Rosie, Jeff. You know, the way you guys were talking about that halibut fishing there at Seacrest, man, I'm like foaming at the mouth. I want to come down there with you guys and do some of that.
I know.
Dude, I have not been this fired up to go fishing in a while. This is a great, having a good time.
Yeah, it's crazy. But, hey, we've had just a beautiful week of weather here for early February, or for any time, really.
Yeah.
A couple of days midweek, I was almost ready to turn on the air conditioners in the shop. It got so hot in there. I love it. But with this nice weather, definitely got a few more guys out there on the water. It's great to get a few more reports coming in. You know, it's been kind of lean through the wintertime here. And certainly no big scores yet, but that will be coming soon. Out there at Nick, and remember, guys, no cod fishing out there or anywhere. But if you did happen to make the run, you'd have a really good shot at some of them bigger grade halibut out there around that sand spit sector, man. They love that place, and they're mostly all big ones there. Nothing this week from SBI, no reports at all. Definitely a few more from Catalina. The bait situation is, you know, it's marginal at best, but it's definitely good enough that you can get over there and make some bait. A couple different spots. There's one there in the Isthmus. It's been working here for, you know, quite some time, several weeks now. And then around the back there between Cat Harbor and Little Harbor, there's a little bit of bait back there also. Not much on the exotics that we're all waiting for, you know, just a fish here and a fish there. But the best news is definitely a steady bite on that halibut up on the beaches, you know, up really shallow. And haven't heard any big ones. Most of them, big one would be maybe 32 inches, something like that. Nice ones for sure and tasty. But there's also been some pretty good great bonita on the front side west. So that's kind of this week's Catalina report, and we're all waiting for more. But so here's a little interesting story. Yesterday afternoon, one of our good customers comes in, and he's getting geared up for sea bass, and he's buying all the right stuff. We're talking about all the good hooks and the lead heads and the torpedo sinkers and sliding egg sinkers and a couple of jigs like that. And And he's really into it, and I'm sharing a few little tips and tricks about this and that. And he's going on a he's leaving, left last night, on a day-and-a-half sea bass special out of San Pedro. And seriously excited. And, you know, we got this beautiful weather, and you got all the early season optimism, but no idea where he was going. So here's what got really interesting after the fact. You know, he paid for stuff and left, and he's on the boat now, and he's probably pulling on a big one as we speak. So I was just talking to Danny from Fish Dope just a little bit ago, and, you know, Danny knows everybody everywhere. And happens to know the captain of that boat. And the captain of that boat shared a little bit of what his plan was for this trip. Now, I'm not going to spell it, but I'll tell you what. I thought it was fearless and bold, and I just absolutely loved it. For early season, you really don't know where any fish are because there's been hardly anybody fishing.
Right.
And, you know, he's got a boatload of people to go out there and try and find something. And, man, what he's trying to do, if he's able to do it, I love it. So check Fish Dope this afternoon, this evening, to see if we get the reports of a first decent sea bass catch. It'll be interesting.
That's not a tease. I don't know what is, man. I got to look now. That's great. Well, if you want to join fishdope.com and get in on all the goods, you can save $20 by using this discount code. It's HOOKUPNOW. HOOKUPNOW, all lowercase, no space. Saves you $20 on a new membership. And, you know, that's what you're going to need to do if you're going to find out if that first sea bass hit happened. Mark, a great report, lots of fun, and some killer weather in front of us. How do we find you if we want to get in on all the goods at Pacific Edge?
Well, we're in Huntington Beach, and we're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edger by the big Chevron station. Phone number is area code 714-840-4262. Website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And, you know, we've got a little northwest breeze coming Tuesday with this weather system. And watch out for the blizzard of white flowers coming down from the dogwood trees.
The dogwoods.
Like, you know what's happening.
Rick, I said this last week, and it's kind of like the Groundhog Day for me, man. I'm waiting for Mark to always talk about the dogwoods blooming.
Doug, I don't even know what it is, but Doug has a very similar indicator, Mark, just like you do. And he always says he's got a yellowtail tree in his backyard, and he doesn't even know what the tree is.
But when it blooms.
But he knows that when it blooms, there's yellowtail fishing to be had in La Jolla. And, you know, and it was blooming the other day, and he went in and tell some of the boys. He goes, you guys ought to start looking in La Jolla. And, you know, they're like, I don't know where you've been, man. Those things have been biting for a couple of days now, and he knew it because a couple of days before his yellowtail tree started blooming. We all started bugging him to find out what it was. He goes, I got no idea. I just know that when it blooms, the yellows bite.
I need a yellowtail tree.
There's a higher power out there.
Well, when we have him on, Doug will be on next Sunday, so we'll see if we can't have him do some, you know, botany research and find out what kind of tree we got going. Mark, appreciate appreciate a great report as always, buddy. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, we'll see you guys.
Thanks, Mark.
I love those reports. It's brought to you by Terrafin Sea Surface Temps. Focus your offshore fishing on the best areas by using Terrafin charts, temperature, chlorophyll, more. Terrafin is the professional choice for dependability and accuracy. And now with Terrafin Mobile, you can now download the latest charts on your iPad or your iPhone or Android device. Check Terrafin.com for more information.
While we're waiting for our buddy Marcos to join us, we had a fun text come through. This is for Jeff. Says, do you think the gray light bite is better or later on in the afternoon for Cedros? Also, what time do the boats normally leave? All that's from Darren in Huntington Beach.
So we're down at the dock at 6. So we're making bait in the bay area, if you want, and then and go fish. So sun's up. You know, you get beautiful sunrise pictures.
Yeah, I mean, sun's coming up.
Coming up, yes. And, you know, I'm trying to think. There's really a no bad time.
Yeah. There really isn't, right?
No, it's...
But I heard you mention something about making mackerel, right? Like, that's part of your morning itinerary, right?
So
but I saw a receiver there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there was...
Explain that.
They're trying. Yeah.
They're, you know, creative people.
Yeah,
I love the culture. They're just always trying to find a way to satisfy somebody, right? And this is a big industry for them down there now.
Yeah.
So somebody decided that they'll put in a little receiver. If you want to buy bait, they'll charge you for it, obviously, or you make your own.
Sure.
And one of the neat things too is we'll make bait in the morning. It's real easy. Just bring your sabikis, and when we're going up and down the beach. People are, and I say people, the Ponga drivers are learning how to throw their throw nets. And we'll go right up on the beach.
Oh, no kidding.
And, you know, five, 6 feet away from the beach. I'll drive Javier's Ponga. He'll stand on the bow, and he'll do his hand commands. And I'll just pull the boat around, and then all of a sudden he'll chuck it. And in four throws, we'll have a completely full bait tank.
Really?
Yeah, of sardines that are, 5 inches long.
What a cool way to do it.
Yeah, totally.
So now you got the mackerel mixed in with the sardines, and it makes for a great day.
We usually always go make a tank of mackerel every time. And I would say 99% of our trips, we chuck every one of those mackerel back overboard in the morning. You know, if the opportunity presents itself where we can catch them on a surface iron or we can catch them on a MC swim bait, that's what we're going to prefer to do. But why would you not just take every, take every arrow in the quiver, put every bullet in the gun?
Right.
I mean, like, if the situation called for it and you didn't have it, then you can't use it. And bait making traditionally with CGO sport fishing is so easy. And honestly, it's kind of fun. You know what I mean? It's fun because all of the boats are there. You can rib your buddies. Hey, you're too close to us. Back off. Ha, ha, ha. You know, that kind of thing. Like, it's just a fun part of it. And even though we never have the intentions of catching them, or maybe we don't, we're hoping to catch them with a lure. It's really nice to have a tank of greenies down there sometimes.
Yeah, sure. You know what? And not everybody knows how to cast the lure very well.
Sure.
And so we have trips, and there's times during the day where the current goes slack, it's hot, there's no wind, everything just takes a break. And, you throw out a mackerel and put it in gear. You grab a soda,
and
beer.
And the gears change a little bit,
on
the water.
Yeah. And, it seems to work a little better.
That's a great point, too, Corey. I mean, you you pull your butt off on a 9-foot surface iron rod all day. Sometimes it's really nice to have a 6.5 or 7-foot rod and 2-speed on a Ponga to muscle some of those yellows back and forth, too.
That's good times.
Hope that
sure.
answers his question.
Bacon, making bacon can be fun in the morning. I mean, it's
totally.
Because you don't need literally everyone on the boat making bait. I'll never forget my friend Rachel. They were making bait in the morning. She decides to fly line a mackerel, and I think she caught a 35 pounder right outside our lodge.
What? Yeah. Right there.
Right there.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's happened numerous times. We'll have two people making bait, and I'll grab my jig stick, and I'll just throw it off the back of the boat, and you put on a nice fish.
That's crazy.
While you're making bait.
Awesome. Like anywhere, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Surf fishing in the harbor, right outside the harbor. My gosh.
Well, while we're waiting for Marcos to get here, why don't we jump back into the phones, Corey?
Let's do it, Rick. How about Eddie? Eddie in Vista. Good morning and welcome. Let's talk hookup, Eddie.
What's up, Eddie?
Hey, good morning. It's all true. Everything Rosie said is true.
And there you have it.
And we're stoked. We're stoked because you moved us, the trip I'm on, you moved us to accommodate our needs to August 31st. And we're in launch,
awesome.
Too. We're really stoked about that.
Yeah, it was really nice.
No, you go ahead.
Okay, well, it was with Eddie and his guys, there were four of them, and, here comes this challenge that the dates just didn't quite work with the trip that they've been going on for years. And with Lodge number 2 opening up, we were able to accommodate them for every single one of the four guys that were with Eddie. One needed it to be over a weekend. One needed it to be not when somebody was getting married. I mean, everybody had this challenge that we needed to try to fill in getting them a new date. And with the Lodge number 2 opening up, we were able to, for all four of them, it just worked perfectly because we had all these new dates. So they're going down. And they thought they were going to miss fishing Cedros this year. Well, no, they didn't.
You made it happen.
I made it happen. Right, Eddie?
Yeah, that's right. Let me say a word about Javier. Man, he is a great captain. And the last time we were there, he used his throw net and caught a bunch of bait, but we didn't use any of the bait to fish with. He would find a school of yellowtail, and we'd get on it, and he kept the fish at the boat because he was chumming like we do on our sport boats. Kept the fish there, and I've never caught so many yellowtail. And then he puts on a clinic after we were done. He picked up my GraphTech, my Trinidad 16 DC, and he must fish after fish after fish, and threw it even farther than I could throw it. So
that guy can cast. It's unbelievable.
He's a lot of fun to fish with.
Yeah.
Eddie, appreciate the phone call very much, man. We're ready to get back down there and do it. Glad you made accommodations, were able to get back down. Appreciate it very much. Corey, let's continue on with that catch report.
Yeah, we do. Hey, Marcos. Marcos from C4 Sport Fishing. Can't wait to hear what he's got going on.
What's up, Marcos?
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing today?
Doing great.
Really good.
I'm even on time this week.
And you got the boat out.
And we got the boat out. We got the new C4th out. We're still getting the Sea-Watch out. But overall, the new C4th's been doing what they've been doing for the last month and a half here, going down to Mexico, catching those rockfish, very good rock fishing on their deep water, fishing rock cod, and they're having a look at it. But great weather, great fishing on there, catching a little bit of lingcod in the mix. So it's kind of what we've had for, like I said, since the beginning of the year when they started running those, and those keep chugging along. We've got a couple more weeks of those before local rockfish opens back up. So if you want to get on that, you do have a little bit of time left there. Check the website for our full schedule. We're not necessarily running every day, but running as many days as we can. C4thLanding.com, got those up there. The Sea Watch still running locally. A little tougher fishing there as we kind of come to expect this time of the year. So plugging away a little bit of bass. But it's, you know, sometimes it's just nice to get out on the boat with the great weather we've been having. Hop on one of the half days there, get out and get a shot at some fish because it's been really, really nice weather, really good fishing. Yeah, there you go. Exactly.
Yeah.
And then the tribute. Oh, good.
I was going to say some of those lean cod I've seen.
Dude.
I know, like really good size, yeah. Marcos. And to get your rockfish fill, like while it's shut down in California. Yeah, and you just have to travel 10 miles to do so. I mean, it's pretty darn cool.
I almost feel bad. I hear the reports, you know, from up above, you know, and they say, oh, rockfish is closed. Remember that, guys. And then, you know, you fire off the Instagram page of C4th, and you see the guys on the new C4th holding fish that absolutely
red.
Looks like they're at Colonnette or just one of the, you know, distant traveled. I mean, it's some of the best rock cod fishing I've seen, and it's on an extended half-day trip right just a few miles from C4th.
There's a reason these trips have become as popular as they have, you know, and it's kind of nice. January, February, like you said, we used to be kind of like the landings up north, so it was just shut down for a couple months, maybe before like you get some squid fishing in there. But just with these boats, with the crews, you know, getting experience there, just the capabilities of the boats themselves, it's so much easier to get out there and catch those rockfish, like you said, on a half day.
So
you know,
cool.
It's great fishing on the half day. But nice segue there, speaking of Colonnette, the tribute last weekend went down to Colonnette there, fishing off the coast, off the beach there. They had that typical, you know, down-the-coast winter rock fishing and rock cod that you expect. But they also put a couple yellowtail on the boat, and like you said, some of those big ling cod. So if you want to do a little longer trip, you know, maybe get warmed up for the season coming up, they're still running on the weekends here for a few more weeks. So, again, it's hard to miss now. No, it's not the heart of the season, but it's, like you said, we're still catching fish. It's kind of hard to, you know, be upset with that. It's great fishing, great weather, so get out there fishing for sure.
Yeah, and highlight the great weather, right? I mean, with that east wind and smooth ride down to Colonnette and back. And
so nice.
Couldn't ask for a better time. Yeah. I bet you a chance at a bluefin one of these trips.
Mm-hmm. No doubt.
Oh, yeah.
Marcos, great report. Glad to hear fishing still going strong at C4th. If somebody wants to book any of those, whether it be the Colonnette, the extended half day, San Diego when they get back online, how do we find you?
Check the website for our full schedule, and you can make reservations directly on there, c4thlanding.com. You can give us a call at the office, of course, 619-224-3383. You can come down, visit us in person, get your gear tuned up for the upcoming season, and that's assuming that the last season ever ended, which it almost feels like it didn't.
Right.
So some of you guys may not even put away your gear, but definitely get it tuned up, get ready, make a reservation, get out there on the boat. And like you mentioned, check the socials. We're at C4th Landing everywhere. Get daily reports there, see pictures of the fish, and if you have any questions, we'll answer them there too. So definitely get out there fishing.
Great job, Marcos. Appreciate a great report. We'll look forward to talking next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, Rick. And the Catch Report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fishing's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, as well as your private boat catch, now with Fish Pros and Mark, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerkied fish, spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burgers, along with the amazing poke kit and the new ceviche spice. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or call for details or order online at fishmansprocessing.com. And if I can add something to
this,
Rick,
yeah.
I've been a Traeger geek, as anybody's been following me, right? I used the smoking S&P on some chicken this week, which was off the hook. I mean, like, so darn good. You could use that on anything. But I stepped out of bounds a little bit.
Okay.
I took the ceviche kit, And I actually used that for spice. I had a whole rockfish out of the freezer and put the slices on it like Zeilandiato style and put a little bit of that as the spice in the cuts and on the...
Dude.
Let me tell you, I know that the ceviche kit is made to just add the lime and make a ceviche, right? But there's an amazing spice, and I used it as a rub. It was hands down... it was really, really, really good.
But you put the whole rockfish in the Traeger.
In the Traeger.
Okay. So not a hot peanut oil type thing. I mean, you.
Like I said, I stepped out of bounds a little bit.
Yeah, I dig it.
Not only with the rockfish, whole rockfish on the Traeger, but with
the
ceviche as a rub. So, and it is, just try it. I won't say another word. Let us know. Let us know what you think.
Okay, I'm in. Right. Good. Well done, man. I dig it. All right. Count me in. Well, hey, phones are packed up. Texts are piling through. I had a fun text come through. This one says, I was lucky enough to recently complete booking a trip in July. Rosie made it super easy to book. And thank God for Lodge Number 2 so that there's room so that I could book. He said, there is something that could force me to have to cancel my trip. So I called Bob Dawson and had a great conversation about what I needed for the perfect trip insurance policy, which I purchased. I hope I don't need to use it. He got it to me for a very reasonable price. I can't wait to make our trip. Rosie, can you please review the perfect quiver of rods to bring down if I was strictly focusing on calico bass?
No.
And that's from Dave and Carmel.
Good question, Dave.
I'm just going to give it to the master.
No doubt.
Go ahead, Corey.
I'm pretty darn simple. I mean, whether it's a hard bait or a weedless, and we mentioned it earlier in the show, the 708 is by far... I mean, I'm taking three of those, and you want to go beefier, like a 400 Tranks, mm-hmm. Then I would use the 709. Mm-hmm. You just beef it all up, and that's like a 20 to 40 pound stick. It's almost a yo-yo rod, you know, kind of deal. But it's a beefy rod for heavier baits, you know.
Heavier baits like your big weedless or the big slug,
you
or do
could.
You still like fishing those on the 708?
I love the 708. It's so out of bounds, really, for...
But it's not. I mean,
for tradition, but when you're using the 80-pound Power Pro mm-hmm. and an 80-pound leader, you can do anything you want. Like I said, I've never broken one of those, which is, like, wrap your mind around that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not easy on my gear.
Yeah.
I mean, I beat it up.
You use it.
I use it not only for what it's intended, but I maybe larger fish, but I'm not easy on my gear, trust me. I mean, yeah, period. And then, so what would your take be? An 8-foot rod, I'm guessing?
If it were me, yeah. I like that Shimano Terramar rods, an 80mh, an 80h, maybe even down to an 80ml. Those rods for me are just right. They're light. They're not too terribly expensive. They're comfortable. They've got really good components on them. So, again, you can, you know, they live their life being beat up on the Ponga a little bit. And then I'm a Tranks 300 guy. Tranks 300, Tranks 300, Tranks 400. For me, the 300 just fits in my hand just right. Like, I fish everything a little bigger. Like, on my weedless or big slug, I like to fish the 400 and the 80H. Yeah. And then for all my leadhead and swim bait or hard bait, I fish the Tranks 300 and the 80MH. Those are my favorites.
I'm so fired up, man.
I know, for real.
Yeah.
So there you go, Matt and Chino.
Right.
That is everything you need to take right there, Cedros.
Hey, well, with that, we're going to find out what's going on with our great buddy Ted from Gamakatsu's on the line. Got some great info coming up about the PCS show. Ted, good to hear from you. Good morning.
Good morning, Ted.
Good morning, Rick. Morning, Corey. How are you guys this morning?
Oh, we're doing really good. We've been talking all kinds of fishing and weedless baits, and Corey's been cluing us in on the weighted weedless style hook, and there's just so much going on at Gamakatsu. We're looking forward to talking to you.
Yeah, looking forward to sharing what we have. So, as you guys mentioned earlier in the show, you know, we're going to be down at the PCS show, Pacific Clip Sport Fishing Show, this coming weekend. And during that time, we're going to offer a couple of promotions. So, wanted to come on the air and kind of let folks know what was going on there.
Great.
So what we're gonna do is, if you spend $30 at any of the participating retailers there at the show, come back to the Gamakatsu booth. And we've got two different promotions here. Let me back up a little bit, because we got something going for Gamakatsu and we have something going for Sea Falcon as well.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So we're gonna do a $30 purchase on any Gamakatsu product, and you come back and get one of our new free get a free box. You get a free 3200 reversible box. This is one of our new G boxes. And these reversible boxes are really cool because they've got storage on both sides, hence the name. and you can store, you know, jigs, plugs, iron, anything that you want is inside those. So just come back to the Gamakatsu booth, show us your proof of purchase, and we'll hand you one of those boxes.
Nice. That's a score.
Well, that's crazy because I'm sure that $30 has been well spent at a discount. And on top of the discount with the Gamakatsu hooks,
you're getting a box.
Storage box.
Yeah, nice,
that's
Ted.
Great.
Exactly.
That's so smart.
Now, we're going to bring a bunch down, but it's limited to the quantity that we have on hand there. So make sure you get down there early. Everybody needs to get down there and take advantage of that. Then on top of that, if you buy any Sea Falcon jig, just a single Sea Falcon jig, come back to the booth. You may as well buy some hooks and a jig, because if you buy the Sea Falcon jig, come back and see us at the booth. We're going to give you a free Sea Falcon jig roll-up bag. There's two color options, and they're just real nice. Stores all of your jigs, and you can roll those up and store them.
Awesome.
Nice.
Jeez, man. Well, that's great. Ted, we're certainly stoked about that. This is for all of the retailers that will be having Gamakatsu at the PCS show. So you pick your hooks and you pick your spot. Any of the guys that are selling at the show, then you just bring your receipt
Absolutely.
And the goods back to the booth, and you'll hook everybody up with all the fun freebies.
Exactly. Rick and our group will be down. We've got a bunch of great guys in the booth, and they'll be able to hook you up. Now, we're not done yet. Once you're done doing
that. But wait, there's more.
I didn't mean for it to sound like that. But
no,
there is
good.
More. So for each purchase, this is what's cool, we're going to hand you a ticket. You just put your phone number on that ticket, and there's going to be one grand prize package that we give away each day during the show. And so the grand prize package is a combination of some Sea Falcon jigs, some Gamakatsu hooks, one of our tuna dry bags, some hats, some G-boxes. It's a really nice package. It's valued at about $200 retail. So as you come back, you're going to get one ticket for each purchase. So let's say you bought a Gamakatsu package and a Sea Falcon package. That gives you two tickets to drop in the hat for a daily drawing with your phone number on it, and we'll call you to let you know who won.
That's awesome. Wow, that's awesome.
Daily drawing.
Right.
Well, that's nice.
Ted, I was hoping that we could switch gears for the quickest second and bug you for a question.
Yeah.
We had a caller
Absolutely.
Last weekend when you had called kind of talking about some of the promo, some of the newer stuff that was coming out in that G-Box line. And there's a new box that was an angled box that you said really was well for surface iron and hard bait. And it was kind of angled to help hold the hooks. And our caller was kind of looking for the model of what that was. Could you elaborate on that a little bit? And does that ring the bell?
Absolutely. This is actually one of the cases that we're going to be giving away at the show. So it's called our G-Box Reversible. There's two sizes. I've got a 3600 and a 3200 size. So those are available on Gamakatsu.com. You're available. A lot of our retailers are carrying these. But they're really cool. They're a very unique design because they are V-shaped. They have drainage in them. So, like, when you're done at the end of the day, you can rinse them off with fresh water, and they'll just kind of air dry out. And it really keeps the hooks from tangling up, and it's just a very unique concept and one that we found people really, really enjoy.
That was exactly it, and it was both the hook keeper and the fact that you could squirt it off with the hose when you were done fishing, and then everything can just dry out on its own. Great for private boat and skiff fishing and all right. that. That's perfect, Ted.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Cool. Well, we're certainly excited. We got lots coming up. So this is all going on next weekend at the PCS show. The whole Gamakatsu booth will be there. All the guys, again, $30 on any Gamakatsu purchase. And like Corey said, the beauty of it is at the show, you're getting a deal on the hooks from the retailers, and you're getting an additional bonus of that 3200 double box. And same deal, Sea Falcon, getting hooked up on the jig itself, and then getting the jig wrap, and then also your shot at winning that great grand prize. Ted, super great. Always stoked to hear from you. Glad things are going so good, and we can't wait to see you and the boys up at the PCS show.
Absolutely. I'm going to be down there myself. I'm flying in Friday, so I'm looking forward to seeing everybody and seeing some of that nice Southern California weather.
Oh. It's I'm not going to lie, it's not bad right now. Today is one of those postcard days for sure. Ted, appreciate it, buddy. We'll look forward to seeing you in person at the show next weekend.
All right, have a good day.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that very much.
All right. Hey, you're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to be back with Rosie and Jeff from Cedro Sport Fishing when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Mm-hmm.
Low gas prices are great. Free ice is amazing. But what sets Summit Gasoline apart from the rest goes much deeper. When you pull up to the pumps, you will first notice how clean everything is, the great sound system, and, of course, the low gas and diesel prices. Walk into Summit Gasoline Bistro, and you will meet Martha, the store manager, that heads up the well-trained and busy staff. Check out the selection of frozen bait and chum, the top-of-the-line Italian coffee, and so much more. Get your discounted Everingham Live Bait Certificates, your free 100 pounds of ice, with a 35 gallon minimum purchase. Stock up on snacks, beer, water, and soda for your trip. The amazing staff at Summit Gasoline are always happy to help you out. Sometimes little things make a difference, like free high-tech air for your tires, or the 2 acres at the San Diego Sports Arena that make it easy to pull your boat and trailer in and out. Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena. Try them once and you'll be back. Low prices, friendly staff, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
It's time once again for the spectacular Fred Hall Show. March 2nd through 6th at the Long Beach Convention Center. The world-class international fishing, hunting, and travel show. 5 full days of family fun. Enjoy the ultimate air dogs, duck races, live music, and more. Brought to you by Anheuser-Busch. Celebrate the joy of fishing, hunting, boating, and outdoor recreation at the nation's number one show. The Fred Hall Show. March 2nd through 6th at the Long Beach Convention Center. Get all the details at fredhall.com.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Hey, we talked about it there just a bit. Big event going on next weekend, the big PCS show. And we actually have Bill DePriest on the line right now. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Bill.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
We're doing really good. We had fun talking to Ted, hearing a little preview from Gamakatsu of some of the deals going on. But very stoked to hear from you. And, man, big show and big times going on. What are we looking forward to, and how busy must you be right now on the final countdown?
That's right.
Yeah, no, we're pumped. This is definitely going to be our best year yet. We're in 3 halls. We're still going to have the awesome seminars, but we've had some giant vendors jump in like Turner's and Angler's Marine, and then we still have our regular guys like Ketchum Tackle and Island, and, you know, all the manufacturers are there. I mean, I can't imagine anybody in the fishing industry that we would want to add. I mean, we just about have everybody. It's awesome.
This is so cool. The show's certainly grown leaps and bounds, and not just because people are making a change, but because you guys have done such a great job. And, you know, it was always known for the such killer seminars. Like, you do such a good job searching out seminars of kind of all topics and the biggest guys, but now to mix that with also some of the heaviest hitters in the, you know, in the industry as far as retailers and manufacturers go, the show's just, you know, it's always been great, but it's really going, you know, next level yet again.
Yeah, we're really, really excited. Like I said, if you're looking for a new boat, fishing tackle, somewhere to travel to, great seminars, you know, and this year with the $15 entry fee, you're getting a year subscription to the magazine. If you already have one, fill out the information on the card for one of your buddies. So there's a lot of value in your ticket.
Totally. Well, I know that I was blown away. Give us a little rundown on some of the highlights, especially the seminars. I mean, you know, just that alone would be a draw, let alone that it's the biggest show going down. Give us a little rundown of some of the highlights, especially the seminar speakers we have coming up next weekend here.
So we have everything from, you know, calico bass, yellowtail, white sea bass, inshore seminars with, you know, Captain Benny Florentino, Jimmy Decker, Aaron Landeskog, Matt Florentino. And then we go into the bluefin stuff, which we're covering all the new stuff with the California Flyer, spreader bars, you know, all that stuff with Evan Salve and with Ryan Griffin. Ryan fished them commercially, rod and reel, almost the whole summer. Was on the water daily. So these guys are just in and out with it every day. And then the swordfish stuff, you know, Joe Daly from Daily Grind Sport Fishing, he was on them as good or better than anybody this year. And every year with this swordfish fishery, we're kind of finding new little tiny changes that are helping us catch more fish and find fish. So, and then Frank Tagliano is with him up there, and Frank was catching them in SoCal before anyone was.
Right.
And he actually comes out and he deckhands. I don't want to use the word deckhand. The guy's older than me, and he's got as much knowledge or more than me. So he comes out and assists me on charters when I only have one or two guys. But the guy is a wealth of knowledge.
I think that's what I dig so much about it, is every year you kind of tailor the seminars to what is so popular and what's going on. And, you know, and that's been the highlight of our fishing this year, great calico bass fishing. You sought out the best guys for it. The swordfish thing, there's so much, you know, it's such a new and developing fishery, and you get, you know, you get science guys, you get very successful fishing guys, you do so much to kind of help us all along. Same thing with the bluefin. It's going to be huge. So how do the seminars work? Are they a different ticket? Do we just show up? Are there times listed? How does that all go down?
Yeah, so we've posted stuff online on our website, sportfishingfestival.com, gives you all the times. I also left out another one of our seminars that's so important that people don't talk about is understanding conditions on the water. You know, you can give someone GPS numbers of where to fish. You can give them the best rods and reels, but if you don't understand the conditions, and that's Todd Manser and Dave Hansen, I think, you know, that kind of stuff is so important. But the seminars are a part of your purchase of your ticket. Is all you do is go to the back where our seminar stage is in the third building, and sit down and take notes. I'll tell you, there's no other show, no other situation where you'll see 200 guys sitting down in another 200 standing room to watch these seminars.
Yeah.
And especially, we have not had a boat or sports show since March of 2020. It's been 2 years since we've all gotten to get together.
We're so excited, man. I'm so glad that you pushed through, because I'm sure that wasn't an easy call on your part. You know, you have to plan this well before, and we don't know what restrictions are going to be or not, and I'm just so glad you pushed through, because we need it. You said it exactly right. Like, this is what we do, and, you know, and it's all buds getting together and celebrating fishing, and, you know, you're planning your trips, and you're buying your tackle, and you're getting your info, and we're just really, really stoked, and I can't wait. You know, we've been so busy, you know, usually at the tackle shop getting ready for things that I haven't been able to attend, and this is going to be my first time going to the show. And I just, for exactly what you said, like, I'm a fishing show guy, I love them, and I can't wait to come. And again, give us the details, when the show is, how do we get there, all the goods.
One other real quick thing that we need to say is that being in Orange County, we have made the choice to make our show, we have to keep the crowds to a certain level, but we have made it to where there is no vaccine mandate, there is no tests required, because I want to see people bring their kids and their families, and I don't want anybody excluded.
That's a huge thing.
Music to our ears, buddy. That's great.
That's awesome, Bill.
Yeah. So the show is Friday from noon to 5, Saturday and Sunday 10 to 5 at the OC Fair and Event Center. Super easy. You get off the 55 freeway at Fair Drive. Easy parking. They don't kill you on the price on the parking. we really appreciate all the support from the industry, and we're really excited to you know, bring in some new people and some new attendees that haven't been to our show and welcome them to what we do.
This is great, man. It's been years of success already, and you can really feel this thing turning the corner and going into overdrive. You're doing a great job, Bill. We can't wait. Thanks for keeping us in the loop, for putting on a great show. And, again, like you say, more than anything, just getting us all back together again and getting back in the groove of fishing. And, you know, like you say, it's just such a great timing kickoff for things to get rolling here.
That is true. Have yourselves a great weekend. Get out and fish.
Bill, appreciate it very much. Thanks for the rundown. We'll look forward to seeing you next weekend at the PCS Fishing Festival. Great job. We'll talk to you soon, buddy.
Thank you. See ya.
All right. Yeah. Well, with that, phones are packed. Oh, that makes me so
right?
stoked.
I'm
just,
I know.
Oh, it's just time.
Hey, like, the key part is...
Normal.
Not, well, they're not checking vaccines and, you know, I mean, whatever your belief is or whatever.
Sure.
You can just show up and go, bring the family, and be safe on your end and have a good time.
If you're more right. comfortable with a mask, throw the mask on.
Do it.
If not, no
yeah,
problem,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Going to be great.
Yeah, let's do it. Hey, the lines are absolutely packed up, Rick.
Wedged.
Like, wedged. They have been. They all want to talk to Rosie and Jeff, talk Cedros. How about Rich? Rich in Camarillo. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup, Rich.
What's up, Rich?
Good morning, everyone, and congratulations to Rick and your wife on your new arrival. And my question is to Rosie, since she knows a little bit about fish processing. Can you tell me if the fish we bring home, do you consider it sushi grade or sashimi grade? And also, how long can you keep that fish? As long as you keep it frozen, how long will it last in the freezer?
Great question. Okay, so on the pongas, there's always tons of ice inside the fish holds. So as soon as that fish comes over the rail, we'll get it on that ice as soon as we can. As soon
Which,
as
Rosie, honestly, is the first step in fish handling.
That's exactly right.
It has
Absolutely.
To be treated right from
Absolutely.
Minute one.
That's right.
So with it being treated right, then it...
That's when you get your sushi quality right there. Because we do. I mean, honestly, it's like we use some of the fish that we catch actually at the lodge. So if you're getting sashimi, yellowtail at the lodge, well, guess what? There you
it's
go.
Coming okay. from, it's coming from an iced down fish.
That's right.
Which leads to the fish processing. You're putting them, you're vacuum sealing.
Yes, but even, you know, when it comes off of that ponga in yeah. ice, our guys bring down the big blue totes with ice.
Oh. Yeah,
so it goes in the back of the fish processing truck from ice, on ice, up to the fish processing, the air-conditioned fish processing
wow.
facility so that it's cold in there, so that everything stays real nice. I mean, and the guys process it immediately. It gets put in that 3-mil bag. It is a commercial-grade vacuum sealer. We are the only ones on the island with a large commercial-grade vacuum sealer. Okay?
Which draws...
It makes a difference.
But it draws out the life that you can keep that in the freezer
That's
at home.
Right.
Totally.
I mean, I am embarrassed
totally
to say that we have fish that is probably from, you know, probably 2019. No, well...
Yeah,
that we're still
like a year and a half at
yeah.
least.
And
oh, no, this stuff is 2-3 years old, and I'm taking it out of the freezer.
And it's still
and it's
still great.
It's like the day it went in the bag.
Yeah, so just great. Make sure you thaw everything properly. You know, take that frozen fish, cut it out of the bag.
When it's still rock
when
hard.
It's still rock hard. Wrap it in a paper towel. Put it in the freezer. Let the thawing process start. I'm sorry, the refrigerator. You know, let that process start as that paper towel gets maybe a little saturated, replace it, and I tell you what, that fish will be bright and beautiful.
If
you whatever you want with
you
it.
You defrost your fish
Properly.
Over a day or two with paper towels, it will come out spectacular.
Yes, it
if
will.
If you keep it in a bag and you throw it in a bowl of hot water and there's a bunch of juice in there,
oh,
it just doesn't.
It'll be mushy. It'll
just not right.
Well.
It's not right.
The
it's,
same piece of fish, the defrosting yeah. process can make a world of difference.
And what I'll do sometimes, too, Rick, on top of that, is take that halfway thawed out piece of yellowtail or whatever, and then stake it while it's still partially frozen.
It's easier to
cuts
do it
better.
That way. It
cuts
better.
Cuts
yeah.
cleaner, and then it'll thaw out faster, but yet on, still on the paper towel.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It really
like it.
Works well, you guys.
Oh, man.
So, yeah.
so Rich, that's a good,
good
one.
Question. Good
yeah.
question.
Yeah, very good question.
Great question.
Hey, how about another text? I like the way this one started. Oh, man, Corey, traegering a medium-sized vermilion. I do it anytime I can. I like it with my Santa Maria seasoning.
Oh.
The family loves pulling the fillets away from the bone. I love the collars and the heads. It's so good. Please ask the Cedros crew about any cool black sea bass stories and also what to expect if the weather allows us to make the trek to Bonitos.
Oh,
that's from
boy.
Phil in Costa Mesa.
Oh, Phil.
Okay, so cool black sea bass stories. We might as well start with that one.
Right.
So this last year was pretty crazy for black sea bass. As you know, you are allowed to keep black sea bass down there on the island as well as broomtail grouper. We kindly ask you to maybe keep that to a limit of one, maybe two. We also kindly ask that, you know, if you get that 100, 200, 300 pounder, you know, that's our breed stock. Maybe if you could release those. If you keep a smaller one, a 50 to 70 pounder, you know, I'm good with that. But I think one of my favorite black sea bass stories, actually time and time again this season, I was hearing this story. I was hooked up to this calico bass on surface iron. Okay? And as that calico bass on surface iron was coming to the boat, here comes this big old black sea bass just grabbing that and hang on.
There's always a bigger fish in the ocean.
Always a bigger fish in the ocean.
Or safer to say, you're always part of the food chain.
You are
at the island.
Part of the food chain. And I was just time and time again, it's like it must have happened at least five times this last year, if not more, and I just didn't hear the story.
That's crazy.
They were, you know, the calico bass was the bait for the black sea bass. And of course we take it up to the fish house and we do fillet both for you.
How about
that's so
that?
Rad.
Right?
That's so rad.
That's crazy. And maintaining a one fish, you know, unwritten limit is pretty darn cool. If you catch a 50-pounder and that's what you want to keep, you're done, right?
Oh, and definitely keep the collars on those.
Oh,
I tell everyone you have.
Me?
And here's the scoop. You know, those collars on those fish are pretty darn big. So what I was telling people is, like, give it to the kitchen. And the kitchen will put them on the barbecue.
Oh, stop.
And that'll be your appetizer. Yes.
What the heck?
Totally.
They'll put it out on the table, and everyone can share in that
family style.
Fresh family style.
I love it.
Black sea bass collar.
Oh, my God.
Just do it.
Yeah. Dig in. Get your hands dirty. There's no clean way to eat a collar. You just go for it.
Hello.
That's the fun part about it.
Totally. That's why they call it pick it clean with your fingers.
Now, what about going over to Bonitos?
Okay. So Bonitos is a different beast. So we call it, you know, the Jurassic Park.
Like the weather has to be perfect.
Right. All the stars kind of need to align because we want you to have the best experience possible. So what I tell you to do in the beginning of the trip is to get with your Ponga captains and tell them, hey, my goal is to get over to Bonitos. Not only do I watch the weather window from San Diego, I'm on all kinds of websites watching that weather window, but so are your Ponga captains. And between all of us, we will decide, hey, you know, Thursday might be a good shot for you to get over there. Obviously, the swell, the wind, everything.
Is there a better time of the year? Like a better month over?
Not necessarily.
No? You can find that window at any time.
I've had people go in June, like Danny Moon.
Yeah.
You know, he went over there in June. Amazing calico bass there in June. I had another group go in September. They went up the lee of the island and went over, and on their way over were trolling.
Yeah.
All three of the guys caught white sea bass on the troll while heading over.
Like in between. Really? And Mark Wish was just talking about this last week, like wondering, like in theory, where did these fish go?
It made no sense at all. It made no sense.
Like good sized ones.
Oh, I'm trying to pull up the picture for you.
That is great.
It was unbelievable.
Wow. That's crazy.
Right? It was unbelievable.
I thought you were going to go to the Wahoo route.
Same. That's what I knew that was the story that's
coming. Well, the thing was two of the guys did have Wahoo. That's what they were trolling. And the white sea bass took
They were hoping for a Wahoo and got a sea bass instead.
Exactly.
Had this come from anybody else, I think I would have been questioning.
I am trying to pull up this picture because
an odd thing too. Rosie was on one of the sport boats a couple years ago and fly lined
lingcod.
Nice.
That's crazy.
You know, Mike from Turner's.
Yeah.
He was on the boat with me. He goes, Rosie, I would not have believed it if I didn't see it. I would not have believed it.
That's crazy.
So but one thing, too, that if somebody wants to make that trip over to Benito's and communicate with Rosie, there is an extra charge for the fuel because it is a long trip.
Oh, sure.
And, you know, that's to be expected.
Hey, and honestly, gas in Mexico, I can tell you from traveling to Tijuana, in Tijuana, it is probably a little bit more than it is here in the States.
Yeah.
And if you're going to get that fuel at the island, it's not going to be any cheaper than it is in Tijuana.
But it's like $100.
It is. It's like $100.
That split amongst the entire boat.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I should say it's $33
a person.
Yeah. There you go.
I mean, I'd pay twice as much to go there.
Yeah, but I like your style. Like you say, you're not trying to hide anything from everybody. It's $35 for a rad experience and a cool adventure part of the day.
Yep.
I'm showing Corey this picture.
I mean, honestly, these three white sea bass are all 30 to 40 pound fish.
They are.
And I could see Cedros in the background,
exactly.
And it's at least 8 miles away.
Open water.
So rad.
Yeah. Hey, such cool
That's
stuff.
That's very cool.
We're going to be right back. We're going to find out who's won these cool things, San Diego full-day trip and $100 gift certificate to Cal. When we return on a Let's Talk a Kebab, Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
This is Captain Dwayne Diego, Pinnacle Sport Fishing. Visual signs are one of our most important aspects to our charter fishing business. It's the reason myself and all of our crew all wear Costa sunglasses. With advanced polarization technology, Costa is designed to help cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color and comfort to help you see more fish. Costa was founded over 35 years ago by a group of fishermen wanting high-performance lenses for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your pursuit. Check them out at CostaSunglasses.com.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And Jeff hit a nail on the head and said he could talk about this all day, man.
Yeah.
And 2 hours go by so fast. Two winners today. We have Rich from Camarillo is the caller, actually, and the texters, Phil and Costa Mesa. Thanks for partaking in the show today. And Rick, so much fun.
So much fun, yeah. Crazy $100 and cows going to Phil and that trip on the San Diego going to Rich. What do you say? So quick. Like Corey, you said at the beginning of the show, it's talking about our favorite type of fishing and certainly my favorite place to do it, the Cedro Sport Fishing. Rosie and Jeff, what an awesome, awesome time. Like we said, still an opportunity to go,
yes,
thanks to Lodge Number 2. Not a ton, but enough that you can definitely get people through. And don't be afraid if you're looking for a single spot. You can accommodate everybody.
Absolutely. And you know what, you guys? After this show and the amount of listeners that I could see that and over 100-plus text messages, if you guys want to go, call quick. I even answer the phone on the weekends. That if I can't get back with you, I'll get back with you pretty darn quick. Phone number for me is 619-772-7570. You can always email me at rosie@sadrosportfishing.com. Let's go fishing.
I'm going to say this about going fishing with Rosie. You take care of every detail that there is to be taken care of. They are the smoothest running trips. And, you know, I mean, I've been on a lot of very fun trips, and you do such a good job of preparing your anglers for what to expect. There's always some intrepidation about not knowing, and I'm going to a foreign country, and I've never done the CBX thing, and you just handle everything.
We didn't even touch on the CBX thing.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful.
It's so easy.
And listen to this. They've gone from 6 officers to 12 officers.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
even that
they
much
doubled.
Easier.
And they just opened that.
I know.
I love it. One more time, give us the phone number, give us the website. If somebody wants a little more information or to get a hold of you and go fishing.
All right. Phone number is 619-772-7570 and rosie@sadrosportfishing.com.
Thanks, Rosie. And Jeff, thank you, too. Thanks for making the accommodation and coming in last second. Hey, tomorrow, another great show. We have Carl Schmidt from Fisherman's Landing. We're going to be talking all kinds of bluefin, long range, local fishing, and more. Going to be another great show coming to you tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. on the Mightier 1090, ESPN Radio, and that Let's Talk Hookup app.